Pod Quiz 1119. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1119.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with a connections music round. There will be 4 pieces of music to listen to, and I'd like you to tell me artist and title for each. And for number 5, I'd like you to tell me the connection between the 4.
Question 1. Question 2. Yeah, we'll be doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool, and we know it too. Yeah, we'll keep doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool. So tonight, let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love, and never, never, never stop for anyone. Tonight, let's get some.
Question 3.
Question 4. Question 5.
Please tell me the connection between those songs.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on carnivorous plants.
Question 6.
Which carnivorous plant is named after the Roman goddess of love?
Question 7.
In 2010, a newly discovered species of the carnivorous plant Nepenthes was named after which famous person? David Attenborough, Steve Irwin, or Dwayne Johnson?
Question 8.
Premiering in 1982, which musical features a large carnivorous plant named Audrey 2?
Question 9.
Named after a drinking vessel, which carnivorous plant kills its prey by having it fall into a high-walled pool of digestive liquid?
Question 10.
Butterworts are carnivorous plants that trap and digest small insects. How do they trap them?
Round 3.
Round 3 is television. You're about to hear 5 short clips from television programs, and in each case I'd like you to name the show.
Question 11.
You know, I was late, and they had the belt in them from yesterday, so I picked them up because I was in a hurry. They're not dirty or anything.
Then by all means, wear them again.
You're an outfit tracker, Murray. Nobody likes an outfit tracker.
I don't know why a casual observation has made you so uncomfortable.
I just feel like I'm living in some kind of clothing police state, like it's 1984. Big Murray's watching me.
Big Murray's not watching.
No, you. Big Murray is watching.
Big Murray has other things to do.
Apparently, Big Murray has nothing else to do but outfit track.
Question 12.
This is a man who doesn't deserve to draw a breath. Heck, you're so sure about it, maybe you should just kill him for me. You're asking me to kill this man.
No, that was... I was joking.
Mr. Nygaard?
That's... One second. We're just two fellas talking, right? We're just blowing out steam.
Sam.
Question 13.
I am a person. You are not. I make the decisions. You do not. And if you ever do anything to my fingers, know that I will keep you alive long enough to horribly regret that. Your resignation request is denied. Turn it off.
Question 14.
Something is coming. Something hungry for blood. A shadow grows on the wall behind you, swallowing you in darkness. It is almost here.
What is it?
What if it's the Demogorgon? Oh, Jesus, we're so screwed if it's the Demogorgon.
It's not the Demogorgon. An army of troglodytes charge into the chamber.
Question 15.
Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Oh, okay, well, the button on the side, is it glowing? Yeah, you need to turn it on. The button turns it on?
Round 4.
The fun round this week is history.
Question 16.
Who was the first woman to be elected Prime Minister of a European country in 1979?
Question 17.
Which of the following was a political reform movement within the Communist Party of the Soviet Union during the late 1980s and means restructuring? Is it Glasnost, Perestroika, or Pravda?
Question 18.
Led by the United States in collaboration with the United Kingdom and Canada, what was the name of the secret project during World War II that developed the first nuclear weapons?
Question 19.
Who was US president at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis that threatened to escalate the Cold War into full-scale nuclear war?
Question 20.
The Battle of Inyezane, the Battle of Isandlwana, and the Battle of Rorke's Drift all took place in the 1879 war between the British Empire and which African people? I'll be back in 3 minutes with the answers after Physical Plant with Chimera.
I wasn't born in the center of the earth. I wasn't born with the burden of self-worth. As the center of the earth is the wellspring of beginnings, as if all of life's ends and means are up for taking. And everyday rituals pass out for sleeping. House watches evenings with night easily creeping. My body becomes a stone thrown some 20 years ago. The rest coalesces in a ghost beyond the window. And drawing the blinds from the lines in my face, I still call that thing. Center of gravity, groping at everything. ocean. Infinitesimal angels emoting in circles. Action or motion, still a quotient unending. I awoke to the sound of my own fibers migrating, seeking completeness, concreteness, consider this. Like bones, born from clay 600 days ago. The rest coalesces in a ghost of love that might have grown in. Drawing the sheets round this two-headed beast, I still call that thing me. My mirror, chimera, whatever form it might take. Take it from me, take it but cautiously. Think so translucent it fades. But cautiously, things so translucent.
And now, the answers.
Number one was One Way or Another by Blondie.
One way.
Number two was Live While We're Young by One Direction.
Tonight, let's get some and live while we're young.
Number three was One More Time by Daft Punk.
One more time.
Number four was To Become One by the Spice Girls. And number five, the connection, we had One Way or Another, One Direction, One More Time, and To Become One. The connection is one.
Round two.
Round two was on carnivorous plants, and the answer to number six, the plant named after the Roman goddess of love, is the Venus flytrap. Number seven, that carnivorous plant was named after David Attenborough. Number eight, the 1982 musical was Little Shop of Horrors. Number nine, the carnivorous plant that kills its prey by having it fall into a pool of digestive liquid is the pitcher plant. And number ten, butterworts capture their prey with sticky leaves.
Round three.
Round three was on television, and the answer to number 11 was Curb Your Enthusiasm. Number 12 was Fargo. Number 13 was Severance. Number 14 was Stranger Things. And number 15 was The IT Crowd.
The button turns it on. Round 4.
The final round was history, and the answer to number 16, the first woman prime minister in a European country, was Margaret Thatcher. Number 17, that political reform movement in the Soviet Union was Perestroika. Number 18, the secret World War II project to develop nuclear weapons was the Manhattan Project. Number 19, the US president at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis was John F. Kennedy. And number 20, those battles, including the Battle of Rorke's Drift, took place between the British Empire and the Zulu people. That's it for PodQuiz 1119. A couple of messages before we go. Happy birthday to Ashlyn Morse Sunil, the most wonderful human being on the planet. Cheers to decades more of trivia, puns and building together. Love your husband, Sir Mia. And congratulations to Jacob and Maddie, who are getting married in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. And that's from Joe. I'll be back next week with more questions and a prize round with a chance of winning a PodQuiz t-shirt. Bye now.